Now it is my pleasure to introduce Dr. Tom Helly. Tom is a great friend to the IPNC, a great wine enthusiast of his own, and he is the person who all year long works with Whitney Gauger, who is herself a Linfield grad, I should point out, to help put this together and make sure that each year we can return in good standing and in good cheer. Tom?
Linfield College is an undergraduate liberal arts college that has excellent programs, especially in the sciences and the humanities, but we also offer programs in a few pre-professional areas, business, teacher education, and nursing in particular. We have about 1,700 students here on the McMinnville campus. We also have a nursing program and health sciences program in Portland, and we're very proud of the kind of education that students get here. We're also very proud of the people who have graduated from Linfield College, many of whom have gone into the wine industry. In fact, as was noted a moment ago, the executive director of the International Pinot Noir Celebration, Whitney Gauger, is a Linfield alumna. But we have many alumni who are working in the wine industry, an increasing number, and we look forward to working even more closely with the wine industry as we devise opportunities for our students to get internships and have other experiences. To that end, we formed a group of alumni and trustees of the college who are working on developing wine programs for our students, and I look forward to talking with all of you about that again next year, when I'm hoping that even more will be going on. There are other connections between the college and the wine industry. In fact, three of our trustees, Ronnie LeCroot from Willackenzie, Mo Momtazi at Mesara, and Doug Tennell at Brickhouse, three of our trustees are winery owners and have made enormous contributions to the college in many ways. I'm also proud to tell you that last year our faculty voted unanimously to award an honorary Doctorate of Science degree to David Lett, whom many of you know as one of the founders of the Oregon Pinot Noir industry and actually a founder of the International Pinot Noir Celebration. Unfortunately, David passed away before the graduation ceremonies where he would have received the award, but his son, Jason Lett, now the winemaker at Irie, was on hand to receive the award and to give really quite a memorable commencement address in which he talked about the lessons that his father had taught him, lessons about dreaming a big dream and then realizing it. It was an inspiring message for our students. I was at the Irie Vineyards Winery just last week, and I happened to notice something that had been written on a blackboard. It was a quotation from Benjamin Franklin, which read, "Wine is constant proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy." Wine is constant proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy. Well, we hope that we will see you happy here at Linfield College this weekend. And indeed, I hope to share some of that happiness with you. It's now my very great honor to introduce the IPNC Master of Ceremonies this year, Jancis Robinson. As many of you know, Jancis Robinson was the first non-wine professional to earn the Master of Wine designation. She is responsible for two of perhaps the very most important books that have ever been written or produced about wine, the Oxford Companion to Wine and the World Wine Atlas. If you don't have them, you must acquire them. But she's written many other books and continues to write regularly. She has a new book coming out for publication soon, I believe. And she also writes regularly on her website in her purple pages. In fact, if you check it out, you will see today that she's making reference to her time in Oregon. She's been on television frequently to talk about the world of wine, given countless awards, notably received an honorary doctorate from the Open University of Britain a few years ago, and in 2003, I believe, was named Officer of the Order of the British Empire by the Queen. I'm very pleased and honored to introduce and welcome someone who is not only extremely distinguished and accomplished in the wine world, but a charming, elegant, and smart person, Jancis Robinson.
Thank you. Thanks very much indeed. I think you almost said she's also almost extinct, didn't you? But no, I sometimes feel it when I listen to things that I've done. Have I really been around this long? Yes. And also, you must have had a quiet chuckle when you heard that order of the British Empire and thought, yes, where exactly is that empire? Anyway, it was an honour to be gonged by Her Madge, even if she couldn't wait to... She had a line of several hundred people to give these awards to, so you very firm... You sort of curtsy, and then she shakes your hand, and then she very firmly pushes you away to say, that's it. Anyway, it's a great, great pleasure to be back here, and thank you very, very much for inviting me. I think... Am I the only person who's been a Master of Ceremonies three times? Maybe not. Anyway, I'm very thrilled to be back. And not least because the organisation is just so fantastic here. I'm sure those of you who are veterans of the IPNC would agree that it has got this fantastic combination of working well without any obvious sort of panics and histrionics, and it's just a real pleasure to be here, and I'm deeply indebted to Whitney, who's been a rock while we've discussed various arrangements, and Sheila, whom I've just met, who's shepherding me so delightfully, so thank you. It's also a great pleasure to be back in such a distinctive part of the United States, where, for example, luxury hotel developments are actively discouraged, and it has a very, very strong personality of its own, which Nick and I are really, really enjoying for, I think, probably about the eighth time we've visited here in Oregon. I'm just thrilled to see the evolution of IPNC, because if you think what it was like in 1988, an era which we might describe as PD, pre-Drouin, virtually, that was just a little whisper that Drouin might be coming here. So it was a huge pleasure for me the night before last to take part in a great vertical of Domaine Drouin wines and see such vindication of the quality of Pinot Noir that's being produced here. I've already posted my tasting notes on that on JancisRobinson.com. We don't hang around. And yesterday, another great pleasure, if one is allowed here, and I'm not quite sure. Can one mention the C word? Chardonnay? Is that allowed? There was a fantastic vertical of Irie Chardonnay yesterday, which again just showed huge quality and just showed why this is a particularly appropriate place to be celebrating Pinot and its relations. In 94, IPNC had developed a little bit more. I came back here with a BBC television crew, and we committed the famous salmon bake to celluloid, and it's still doing the rounds in various DVD and formats. For anyone who hasn't experienced the salmon bake yet, you've got a great treat ahead. What I like about the IPNC in particular is it just seems to have the right ideals. It gives you nourishment for the body, a very delicious nourishment too, but also most importantly, nourishment for the mind. It's not just a pouring fest. The seminars are really, really well thought out, very, very high quality participants. And I think everybody goes away the better for the experience. It's been paid the great compliment, of course, of spawning many imitators around the world. This is still very, very much the number one. But for me, this, I'm slightly ashamed to admit, is the third Pinot Noir convention celebration that I've been to this year. I went to, end of January, it was Central Otago in the far south of New Zealand's South Island. Very nicely organized, much smaller. And I think perhaps Central Otago probably takes the prize for the scenery. It's actually probably even more beautiful than the Okanagan Valley, where I went for the first time two or three days ago. early February for me was Mornington Peninsula, where there's some lovely wines being produced, and I would say that particular celebration takes the prize for quality of printed material handed out. I've got it in my suitcase, actually. I meant to bring it this morning, a wonderful booklet that tells you practically everything you ever wanted to know about comparative pH levels and degree days in the various Pinot Noir regions of the world. That would be one reason for you to visit that one. Very sadly, on the final night of the Mornington Peninsula Pinot Noir celebration this year, were those terrible bushfires just a couple of hours' drive away. And I went up to the Yarra Valley the day after and saw terrible devastation. And so when I read in the papers that there were now bushfires in the Okanagan just the day before my visit there, I started to think I had some sort of jinx. But actually, the Okanagan Valley looked fine. There didn't seem to be any serious damage, just slightly blurry around the edges with the remains of the smoke. The great thing about these Pinot Noir celebrations is that it gives Burgundians a fantastic opportunity to travel, quite apart from, of course, giving us a great opportunity to taste their wines. And I have a sneaking suspicion that there's something going on in Chambord-Musigny this year, maybe some very inconvenient building works or noisy or something like that, because in central Otago, there was Jean-Luc Pepin, François Millet's colleague from De Vogüé. Then in Mornington Peninsula, there was Freddy Meunier from just round the corner. And now we have the great pleasure of François Millet here today. So they're obviously all escaping Chambord in a horde this year. But obviously, the big change that's happened since I was last here is not what's happened to the IPNC. It's what's happened to Pinot Noir. It's absolutely extraordinary if I compare it with the role that Pinot Noir played in the world of wine back even in 94. Then it used to be it was seen as a kind of slightly left field, weirdo minority taste. And we all felt rather proud that we were in this kind of smart little group of aficionados of Pinot Noir. Now it's a global superstar. I mean, it's the height of fashion. I'm sure that the people who started planting Pinot Noir here in Oregon never thought that day would come. I am quite amazed to see the extraordinary demand for Pinot Noir. I mean, that California brand owners should be scouring Europe because they ran out of it and shipping Corsican Pinot Noir in bulk across the Atlantic to California to fulfill their needs for their brand labels is absolutely extraordinary to me. And that Pinot Noir bulk Pinot Noir has even been paid the compliment of being faked as well. So what more could you ask? There really is huge global enthusiasm for Pinot Noir at the moment. I'm particularly say in very far-flung parts, people setting up very, very lively businesses in Australia and New Zealand importing top-quality Burgundy. Lovely to see how important Pinot Noir is to chefs and sommeliers around the world. I think most of us would agree that Pinot Noir is one of the most, probably the most flexible red wine as far as food pairings go, something that's reflected here. And I love the fact that when you have a menu where the sommelier deliberately chooses a different wine with each course, what a strong presence Pinot Noir usually has in those sort of pairings. It's also, of course, a grape that seems to appeal particularly to young people, as you'll see from the dramatically low average age around on the lawns here. Oh, we're all young at heart, and I do think Pinot Noir has a great appeal to many, many different generations. It's also what you might call bisexual. It's got great, great appeal to women as well as men. And I don't think you could say the same about Cabernet Sauvignon. There's something a bit manly about Cabernet Sauvignon and a bit harder work for women to enthuse about. But I love the fact that Pinot Noir's appeal is so broad. Another thing that's happened since I was last here, hugely important for Pinot Noir, all those discoveries about its DNA and how many varieties it is the parent of. And also, who'd ever heard of Gouet Blanc, its partner that has given us Pinot, all the Pinots, Chardonnay, Gamay, Melon de Bourgogne. Big, big developments there in the world ampelography and vine identification. And we are at work on another book about grape varieties, which will replace Vines, Grapes and Wines, which was written in 1986, and people still buy it, and it breaks my heart because it's such an old book. But there will be a replacement when we finally get all the work done. The thing about Pinot Noir, though, is that it is still so damned elusive, isn't it? We have that tantalizing patchwork of vineyards on the Côte d'Or, which just keeps holding itself up to us as a pinnacle of varietal and terroir expression. Not varietal expression, terroir expression. And it's not surprising that all growers everywhere are trying to get closer and closer to that holy grail of expression, because terroir is still fundamental to Pinot Noir. It is so expressive and so responsive. And so I'm looking forward very much to the next session where we'll be exploring some of these issues. But the Pinot Noir world is much bigger than it was in 1994. We used to think that it was really just Burgundy and Oregon and a few pioneers in New Zealand who would ever get anywhere with Pinot Noir. But I can tell you, I've had some really, really nice Pinot Noir recently from such places as British Columbia, Argentine Patagonia, the hills of Provence, Switzerland, of course, and all over Germany. I'm sure you've had many German wine producers here at previous IPNCs, but Pinot Noir is so important to Germany now. However, we all know that now because the world of wine has become so much smaller. We can all communicate so well and so fast. Things of that, the electronic media have just come zooming up to the fore since my last visit here. I would love to know, for instance, among you here, which of you tweet? Who is on Twitter? Thank you. And who is a regular visitor of wine websites and bulletin boards? And who writes about wine professionally? Thank you. Very, very interesting. And who here is a pure amateur, if you like. I mean, like in the purest way, just not professionally engaged with wine at all. Ray, very good. That's great. Can you confess, if none of you have tweeted in the last 5 minutes, I hope. No, good. Well, I think we're going to have a lovely, lovely time. The one thing to note, of course, the elephant in the room for all of us who care about great Pinot Noir is climate change. And I think that will become evident by the end of the weekend when we're all suffering under very, very high temperatures here. I understand Burgundy has had a very, very hot June and July, and that there's definite change afoot there in the Burgundian climate. So who knows where we will be enjoying our top quality Pinot Noir from in even 20 years. These things we can discuss over the next couple of days. And I'm sure we are all in for a very stimulating, very delicious couple of days, a long weekend. And I just can't tell you how delightful it is to be back in a world where P stands for Pinot and not Pavi. Thank you.
Greg Fries, Duck Pond Cellars in Dundee, Oregon.
Mark Chargan, Duck Pond Cellars, Dundee, Oregon.
Josh Bergstrom, Bergstrom Winery, Dundee, Oregon. Thanks.
Jason Lett, Ivory Vineyards, Vineyards in Dundee, Winery here in McMinnville. Laura Montalieu, Solena, Yamil, Oregon.
Ken Wright. Ken Wright Sellers, Carlton, Oregon.
Jacques Tardy, Tolmo Winery, Dundee, Oregon.
Hello, Cyril Audouin with my father, Charles Audouin, from the domain Charles Audouin in Marsanais in Burgundy.
Susan Doyle, McMurray Ranch, California.
Dick Shea, Shea Vineyard, Newburgh, Oregon.
Steve Dorner, Crystal Vineyards, Salem, Oregon.
François Amboise, Bertrand Amboise, Maison Amboise, Burgundy Country.
Domaine Fourier, Chevrolet Chambertin, Burgundy.
Roland Souls, Argyle, Dundee.
Ben Castile from Bethel Heights Vineyard in Salem, Oregon.
Ivan Gyatinov, Carmel Roth Winery, Monterey, California.
Lynn Penarash, Penarash Wine Cellars, Newburgh, Oregon.
Doug Tunnell, Brickhouse Vineyards, Newburgh, Oregon.
Joe Davis, Arcadian Winery, Santa Rita Hills, California.
Maxime Rion, Domaine Michel et Patrice Rion, New Saint-Georges.
Darcy Pendergrass, Amity Vineyards, Amity, Oregon.
Gernot Heinrich, Weingut Heinrich, Burgenland, Austria.
Michael Mosbrucker, Daniel Berry of Kamtal, Austria.
Thibaut Monday, Willekensee Estate, Yam Hill, Oregon.
Matt Compton, Spindrift Cellars, Philomath, Oregon.
Eric Homaker, Homaker Wines, Carlton, Oregon.
Michael McNeil, Hansel Vineyards, Sonoma, California.
Aaron Jordan, Fela Wines, Sonoma, Napa, kind of all over the place, California.
François Millet, Domaine de Vauguet, Chambal, Lusigny.
Hervé Sigaud, Domaine Sigaud, Chambon-Musigny.
Tom Fitzpatrick, Homaker Wines, Carlton, Oregon.
Jeff Fink, Tantera Winery, Santa Maria, California.
Lee Bartholomew, Archery Summit Winery, Dundee, Oregon.
Dean Fisher, Adia Wine Company, Gaston, Oregon.
Brad McElroy, Ayers Vineyard and Winery, Newburgh, Oregon.
Thomas Bachelder, Thomas Batchelder, Le Clos Jardin, Jordan Bench, Niagara, Canada.
Mike and Claudia Wiersing from Waikerie in North Canterbury in New Zealand, Pyramid Valley Vineyards.
Nick Mills, Ripon, Central Otago, New Zealand.
Mike Halleck, Carabella Vineyard, Wilsonville, Oregon.
John Zelko, Zevo Wines, McMinnville.
Matt Dicey, Mount Difficulty, Bannockburn, Central Otago, New Zealand.
Maggie Harrison, Antica Terra, Amity, Oregon.
Wells Guthrie, Cookdown Wine Cellars, Healdsburg, California.
Sandra Mazel, Keong Winery, Mornington Peninsula, Australia.
Joe Dobbs, Dobbs Family Estate, Dundee, Oregon.
Richard and Tecla Sanford from the Omarosa Winery and Vineyards in the Santa Rita Hills, Santa Barbara County, California.
Michael Roth, Demetria Estate in Los Olivos, California.
Michael Brown, Costa Brown Wines, Russian River Valley.
Jeff Stewart from Buena Vista Carneros, Sonoma, California.
Aaron Bell, Domaine Joanne, Oregon, Dayton, Oregon.
Wayne Bailey, Youngberg Hill Vineyards and Inn, right here in McMinnville.
Patrice Olivier, Domaine Fougeray de Beauclair, Marseille-la-Côte, Burgundy.
Sylvain Pataille, Domaine Sylvain Pataille, in Marseille, Burgundy.
Vincent Lechneau, Domaine Philippe et Vincent Lechneau, Nice-Saint-Georges, Burgundy.
Thomas Muret, Clos Landline Estate, Alsace, France.
Hi, I'm Mary Elke from Elke Vineyards in Little Anderson Valley, Mendocino County in Northern California.
My name is Zach Rasmussen from GoldenEye Winery, Philo, Anderson Valley, California.
Émilie Cédric Bouchard, Domaine Rose de Jeanne, Champagne.
Scott Benson, Benson Vineyards, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Alexandrine Roy and Régine Roy from Domaine Marqueroy, Gevrey-Chambertin, Burgundy, France.
Dan Rinke, Johann Vineyards, Riccriel, Oregon.
Patrick Chenane Winery,
Newburgh, Oregon.
Good morning, Jill and Brian O'Donnell, Belpont, Carlton, Oregon.
Lise Pavelo, Domaine Pavlo, Pernod Vergeles, Burgundy.
James Cahill, Soder Vineyards, Carlton, Oregon.
Good morning, Michael Davies from Ricks Hill, Newburgh, Oregon.
I'm last.
Alex Davis from Porter Creek Vineyards, Russian River Valley, Northern California.
All right, how about a big round of applause for everybody?